Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
So the first bear market in a generation, inflation is soaring, got steep interest rate rises, ending a four-decade bull run. For more, we're joined by our managing editor for Credit in Asia, Andrew Monaghan. Great to have you with us, Andrew. Look, I'll play devil's advocate. More than a decade of QE and liquidity, I mean, this was bound to happen, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed it was. I don't think it makes it any less painful, though, for some of the reasons that were just alluded to, which is that where do investors turn now? You know, the classic split in portfolios has become much harder now that you can't rely on fixed income for plugging the gaps if the equities markets are to slump as they have also this year. So I think there are a lot of pockets of opportunity, obviously, still in parts of the global market. But the big picture is very, very challenging. And we were speaking with the fixed income money manager at Schroders in Sydney this week, and Kelly Wood, that is. And she was saying that, you know, this is really a completely new investment environment. And it's really a huge deal for people who are expecting that kind of diversification from fixed income for buffer against equity losses.
Andrew, what turns around this market from now? What sort of signals could see a reversal?
I'm not sure that there will be anything very clear cut and easy to come soon. At any rate, you know, when you think back just over the past week, it was just around this time last week as we were headed into Jackson Hole, and there was a lot of anxiety over what Powell may say. Of course, he came out signaling that the Fed would keep raising rates and keep them higher longer, and indeed address some of the historical problems that had occurred when monetary policy hadn't done that, when it had been premature to loosen. And so I think that's a pretty strong signal, along with everything else that we've been talking about, that, you know, the policy is going to be like this for some time. The Fed balance sheet unwind is another important thing to note. You know, the fact that it ramped up quite a lot just this week is significant, and it marks a kind of milestone in that, you know, it's finally starting to unload a lot of the treasury bills that the Fed had amassed almost 3 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic stimulus, which was so unprecedented. And we also had Fed President from Cleveland, Loretta Mester, just a few days ago reiterating that the Fed will likely need to raise the benchmark rates above 4% by early next year and then leave it there for some time.
Yeah.
So yeah. The signals, you know, also when you look at the ECB, like the traders pricing in for the ECB as well, 75 basis point hike as soon as September, it is a challenging environment for fixed income.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.